Today is Tuesday, October 4th, 2022, and we have one case on our calendar for argument today, which is a rescheduled case of A22-0002, the Gables at the Reserve Homeowners Association Respondent versus Advanced Home Improvement LLC Appellant. Present with us today for counsel for respondent is James, is it Reichert? Reichert. Good morning, Mr. Reichert. We just learned that appellant's counsel had made a mistake and did not come for the argument this morning. And so you are here. This case had been rescheduled at appellant's counsel's request, and it's unfortunate that he made a mistake. He's not here this morning, but the case is ready for submission, and you are welcome to present your argument if you wish. You have 15 minutes to do so. If you wish to submit on a record, you're free to do that as well, but we will do whatever you like, counsel for respondent.
Thank you, Your Honor. And I would like to just address the court very, very briefly in light of these circumstances.
Sure. Why don't you head to a microphone, and then again, just introduce yourself, the party you represent for the record, and we'll go ahead.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is James Reichert, R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T, and I represent the respondent, the Gables Homeowners Association, here today. And I briefly just want to point out to the court that the appellant's brief argues strenuously that the handwritten language to this contract was the basis for the trial court's decision and that that was not an appropriate decision. It's just wrong. That's not what the trial court decided. The trial court decided index number 31, which is the conclusions of law, and on page 3, paragraph 1, the court recites the language in the contract, the typewritten language, that AHI will complete all construction within 10 weeks after approval of the sample deck is finished. That is the basis for the trial court's decision. It is not the handwritten note that was written by AH's representative, Jeff Tarter, and that note just explains what the plain meaning of the typewritten language is, but nevertheless, the appeal sounds in the attack on the handwritten language, which was added after the fact, although it was added on October 22nd when Tarter signed it on behalf of AHI. But nevertheless, the court didn't decide it that way. The court said the condition precedent was contained in that language where it talked about completing the decks within 10 weeks after approval. And here I think the court got it completely right. Approval is approval. It's not like choosing colors or siding or something like this. That's what appellant's brief tries to poo-poo that approval as. No, the approval is, we don't know you from anybody. We're doing a new job and a new contract with you. You have to prove yourselves to us by demonstrating a sample deck. That's what it was. And that's exactly the way it played out. They did a sample deck. It was not satisfactory, and the board rejected it. Just a footnote is that the AHI people also tried to increase the contract after they got into the work because they found additional rot. So there's no meeting of the minds on that new contract or that expanded contract, and I would argue there's no meeting of the minds on this one because that discovery wasn't until after the work had been opened up. Sort of part of the sample deck is, well, we find out what we're dealing with here. But in any event, Your Honors, that's all I have to add to the mix today.
Any questions for me? Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Reichert. The case is submitted. We'll have a decision out within a statutory time period.